الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome alhamdulillah to our short sessions that we plan to cover during this blessed month of Ramadan on behalf of mass youth. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of our fasting and our qiyam and to bless this month inshaAllah ta'ala for us and to help us with any difficulties that we might be going through in our lives during this time. The word Psalm comes from the Arabic word Psalm. And Psalm from Sawama actually means to stop, something freezes. For example, the Arabs would say, Sawamat al-Shams, that when the sun reaches its zenith and it appears as though it's completely frozen in the sky, they would say, Sawamat, the sun is Sawamat. This month of Ramadan is a time for us to what? To stop. To pull away from the dunya, to pull away from our work, to pull away from the problems at home and our communities, to pull away from the pressures that exist around us, and to reflect on our purpose in life, to have some introspection, to look into ourselves, so we can step back and become spiritually alert and let the dunya kind of take a passenger seat to our focus in life, to regenerate our focus on the purpose of ibadah. Because in order to gain the understanding of ibadah, we have to understand our purpose of creation. In order for us to understand our purpose of creation, we have to step back a minute from the dunya. And in order for us to step back a minute from this dunya, we have to what? Engage in an act of ibadah like siyam, which enables us to what? To sit back and ponder and start to think about things which are really important. So subhanAllah, this month of Ramadan is here and it offers us a time to what? To sit back and think about things, to focus on things. The barometer of sins goes down and the barometer of taqwa and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. We bring different type of things to this month. But the question is, and I want to ask you now, is what are you bringing? Are you bringing malice towards your parents or malice towards your husband or your children? Are you bringing jealousy of others? Are you bringing negligence in worship? Are you bringing being far away from righteous deeds and actions? Are you far away from being a successful person in this life and the next? What are you bringing to this month? Because this month is bringing something to you. We come to this month with many ailments, with many sins, with many sicknesses, with many diseases, with many infections. Some of us might be so infected that we should be sent to the ICU and have an IV plugged into not our wrist, but into our soul, because we need this antibiotic of Iman, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us. So we come to the month with issues, all of us. I probably have more skeletons than the Smithsonian. So we're coming to the month with problems. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran a beautiful relationship that exists between us and this month. We're coming with these ailments and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribes the antibiotic, a 30-day slow dosage antibiotic which is used to cure these ailments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumu siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you. Fasting is a prescription. I should approach it in this way. I have ailments, I have issues that I need to change. And this is the subject of our short series, change. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change what's in a people until they change what's within themselves. So get ready, brothers and sisters, to ride with me for the month of Ramadan. And our focus is on applying this antibiotic which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us. And the Prophet describes this antibiotic when he said, أَتَاكُمْ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ. The month of Ramadan has come to you, a blessed month. And Mubarak here means every aspect of the month, every day of the month itself, every day of the month, every hour of the month, every minute of the month, every second of the month, every breath you take during this month is a blessed month, is a blessed month which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and I to medicate the ailments which we bring to the month. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us insha'Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. See you next time insha'Allah.